People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous, international, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing, always awesome.
Always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. And a place where other people can hear it. Thank you. Sweet stuff.
Hey, it's Random Thoughts in the Camper.
Why are you trying to sneak that under me?
Dude, the phone is on the table.
I was in the middle of a conversation.
We're starting, and that's not sneaky, man.
All right, you're right.
It's not sneaky.
It was kind of an interruption, though.
I just wanted to randomly tape you talking.
Well, then you got to try to be sneaky.
No, that would be sneaky. So I wanted to talk about what's the expression for when people are like a little much.
Are a little much?
You know, like they're
like
bigger,
over the top.
They're like bigger than life. Like,
well, that can be
like
negative or positive. In which case do you mean it? Because I think the expressions will be totally different, right?
I mean, like, it's a little hard to live with me because I'm a little
exuberant.
Exuberant. That's a nice word.
But I am not talking about you just because you used me in the example.
Okay. Like, if you imagine living with
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, no, because he's like got some addiction issues.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking about like you're living with like an artist type personality, like somebody.
Oh, you're just quirky and eccentric.
Yeah, but isn't there.
But once again, I'm not talking about you.
One time, I mean, I had a really long discussion about what it would be like to be normal. You remember when I was telling you, showing you boys who liked me in college?
Yeah.
And how I was like.
And these one equated to what?
Normal.
Boring.
They were boring and normal, boring. But they were stable and steady.
Boring.
And they're all doctors and engineers now. And I didn't choose any of those nice, stable human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stable doesn't mean happy.
I know, but
money
like
doesn't mean happy.
In a non-negative way, what would the word be for a person who's the opposite of that? You know, like
full of life.
No! Those people aren't probably full of life too. It's just a lot. Maybe I'm just
a lot full of life.
No, like hey, Carrie's a lot. You know, maybe I'm just a lot.
You are a lot.
So like
that's a good one, because I can go negative or positive, and nobody really knows the difference.
Exactly.
So if I say, baby, you are a lot, and I use a neutral expression and a facial expression, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to assume the worst, but
of course you will.
Because I'm a lot like that.
Even for a bed, I'm like, oh, baby, you a lot.
That would make me feel like an insult as well. Anyways.
What's my fat?
I've been like
call me fat.
There's nothing wrong with being thick. Anyways, so my point, have you not heard the Missy Elliott song?
No, I only meant it in the I only meant it as in you're not happy with your own self-image. I don't care what your body type is, just be happy.
Exactly. Okay, so anyways, I want to know what it's like to not be a lot.
I don't even know what, I mean, I totally know what you mean, but why would you want to go backwards when all you talk about is forward movement?
No, I don't want, it doesn't mean backwards. I would just like to experience it for like a day.
Okay.
Like to not be super ambitious and to not think too much and to be just like.
Maybe you can go to one of those places where you can do like, you know, you get in the soundproof tank with the salt water where you just.
A sensory deprivation tank?
Yeah. Because then you would be. A lot.
I feel like I would still be a lot within myself.
Well, then you have to deal with your head, honey.
I know, but I would just like to experience it so I would know whether or not being a lot is enjoyable.
The only thing they can't silence is inside your head.
Yeah, I know, man, but that's not the point.
I don't think you can. Here, that's the point, actually, because if you can't deprive yourself of sensory input and not be a lot, then it's not possible. I'm very sorry. But I think you find it boring.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
I think you thrive on a lot.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what makes some people a lot versus not a lot? Like, do the not a lot people like being not a lot?
Depends on your definition of a lot, I guess so.
But when I look at those people from college, I'm like, they look so mellow and happy, man. You know?
Yeah.
They look mellow and happy.
That's just a picture.
I know, but they probably are. Yeah. Having known them in college, I think they probably are really mellow and happy.
You know, statistically, if you show me 10 people from college that liked you...
Yeah.
The majority of them, unfortunately, are not going to be happy in their lives.
Why? They went doesn't to Bates matter. College. Everyone who went to matter. Bates College is happy.
Really? They don't experience normal problems of life?
No.
Like a divorce?
No, not... Well, no. You know what? Bates is even divorced nicely.
A wife that's not interested in him, or a child that got killed by a hit.
Oh, well, that's not fair, and that's a horrible thing.
I'm just saying, statistically speaking.
I don't know. I feel like Batesies were a really mellow, well-adjusted group. There weren't a lot of us, a lot of people there. It wasn't like Tish or like
that's
something.
That's fine.
It was mellow, man.
But still, life.
Well, I know, but mellow people... All right, we have a friend who tragically lost his son in an accident, right? This friend is not a lot. This friend is a wonderful, responsible, grown-up human being. His son was just at a college graduate school, and it was a tragic accident. And he managed... through that. He was never a lot before, he wasn't a lot during, and he's not a lot now. He's just a wonderful, stable human being who does a lot of good for everyone. And so I kind of wonder what it would be like to be like that. I would like to try it for a day. Just be mellow.
But not for that reason.
No, God, no. But I'm just saying that even family tragedy and horrible circumstances doesn't necessarily push somebody into the world of a lot.
No, some people can't be pushed into the world a lot no matter what. That's not necessarily a good thing.
And maybe I can't be pushed into the world of not a lot.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so extreme.
The best thing is to figure out a way to be happy with who you are, not try to change yourself.
I'm happy with who I am. I just like to experience different things.
Alright.
And what would be cooler... And what would be cooler than to experience something totally different from the normal way you think and act?
That would be very interesting. I don't know if it would be cool or not, but it would definitely be interesting.
I think it would be interesting. Okay. Like, I could experience what it's like to be someone who doesn't floss. I don't want to experience that.
I don't know how to floss either.
Yeah, Sean's trying to...
I got it.
Oh, gosh! He killed a bug! Sean's a lot. He just pretends like he's not a lot. The rat can't go dip.
Writing tip of the pod.
It sounded like you said writing tip of the pod.
Oh, maybe I did.
Maybe. So, as we quickly mentioned, I was looking at people who liked me in college, all the ones that I didn't like back. It sounds like there's a lot when I say it like that. And they were also stable and mellow, even in college, when it was all about putting dissected sharks on the floor and like jello shots. And now they're all grown up and they're stable and mellow. Stop laughing. And have these beautiful upscale lives, actually. They're doctors and lawyers and engineers.
Yay. Hey. But you got me!
Yay!
Instead!
Exactly. And I love you, and I love that you're unexpected and funny and occasionally dangerous.
I'm not dangerous.
You're occasionally dangerous.
No.
You alpha male pretty hard sometimes.
What does this have to do with writing?
Well, can you tell us?
Oh, sure. I have a question. I don't want to forget it. Carrie has a new book coming out. It's called In the Woods. She's being a little extra about it. She is a little extra about most everything.
Because being a little extra is being a little a lot.
What exactly is extra?
I'm not saying that name.
I can say it.
You say it.
Oh, I thought it was performing artist, but it's performing fartist.
Yes. And that person says,
doing the absolute damn most for no reason.
That is extra. So am I extra?
Yeah, pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
But a lot of times there's reason, but a lot of times there's not. So that definitely throws you into the extra category. Hey, can I ask my question real quick?
Oh.
No, let's continue. Okay. Writing. Is this my part?
It can be your part.
Writing
maybe.
Is supposed to be extra. So is your marriage. It's supposed to be big and important, even for the quiet books or days. Even for the books nobody notices.
Even the moments days. That you don't the put on social media, right? Still supposed to be extra.
We don't post moments on social media.
We never do. But that doesn't mean that our moments don't exist and that they're not extra.
They'd be a whole heck of a lot better than most of the moments I see.
I think so.
Anyways, it's all about pouring your heart into it. Literally, stabbing yourself in the heart, watching your blood you flow doing? Into the vessel that is your book. It's all about the damn quote right here.
But first, let's just say that Sean's being a little extra.
That
right
was a little
now.
Extra, wasn't it?
So here's a quote. Life is very short, and what we have to do must be done in the now. Audre Lorde. Also, we should add the extra. Like, a lot of great words and terms originated in AAVE. When people call you extra, it's mocking a bit, but it's also loving a bit. You're living large, man. Extra was a super popular term back in 2015, and it inspired a lot of memes, and it hasn't gone away yet. That's how extra the word extra is. And Salt Bae is the perfect example of the beauty of being extra. Have you ever seen him?
No.
Okay. We have a link on carriejonesbooks.blog in which you can see the original Salt Bae meme in which he salts some ribby steak meat stuff. And it is so beautifully extra. I'm going to show it to you later, Sean.
Okay, cool.
All right. So.
So.
Yeah.
excuse me.
Did you want to ask your question?
I've got like two questions and a statement now.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. So the first one was, what's the AAVE?
Oh, that's like African American Vernacular English.
Okay. I don't know that because I'm not a writer. But my first question, that was actually my third subject.
Yeah.
My first question was Jell-O.
What about it?
You don't capitalize it?
You do. It's not capitalized yet in the rough draft of our text because I accidentally wrote the wrong word and I had to type it in.
I wasn't even going to mention that.
That it was Jell-O.
Okay. But I thought that was a legit question.
Oh, yes, Jell-O.
Because it's a brand name.
Yes, but this has nothing to do about being extra.
But it's also common nomenclature. Does that matter?
No. It's just you still have to capitalize Jell-O if you're being grammatically correct because it's trademarked and copyrighted.
But it's not spelled that way on the box.
And it's a proper noun.
It's got a hyphen in there somewhere, doesn't it?
I think it might. I'll have to look it up before I put the blog up.
Enough
babe.
Of that. So the other thing was, what do you call that brilliant terminology that I spouted a few minutes ago, which is totally about extra?
What brilliant terminology?
When I said pour your heart into it. No, you said pour your heart into it, and I said literally, stab yourself in the heart and watch the creative blood of your heart. I don't know what I said, but it was brilliant.
Okay.
And luckily, it's been recorded.
Yes, and what do you want to know about that?
What do you call that?
Hyperbole?
No, when you just have like, hyperbole, I guess. But is there any other special term for something that's going to... Someday, some
extra.
Other bloggers will be quoting me on that.
Extra. That was extra.
Be calling... It'll be...
You have some big gaps going
it'll
on.
It'll be hyphen Sean Farrar and then below that, man of much wisdom. Because if I ever write a book, that's going to be the name.
Oh, no.
Man of much wisdom. I just decided...
I'm so sorry, everybody. Anyways,
You're sorry.
I'm sorry because I can't stop laughing. And we had a lot of really big awkward pauses while you were thinking, my man of wisdom. So I hope that the term extra never goes away, just like I hope Shawnee never goes away, because being extra means you're all in and you're not mellow and you aren't boring and you embrace your loves and who you are and what you do.
And you take risks.
And you take risks.
But be mindful of the risks you're taking and don't take them too far.
Yeah, man. Can you, like, kind of encapsulate every... Ooh, we dropped something in the podcasting room right
Hopefully
there.
Hopefully everything's still working.
Ooh, shakalaka. Can you encapsulate the writing tip of the pod and, like, make it tiny and cute and adorable?
The extra part?
Yeah, man. Okay, I guess.
Well, we were basically trying to encourage people to be extra, right?
Well,
in their writing.
Yeah, man, we're saying that, like, you know what? If you don't care enough to be all in, why are you even writing that damn book?
Right.
And being extra is being all in.
Even books that are super good that are usually in the not a lot category.
Yeah.
Like the non-extra.
Yeah.
Are still extra in some sort of a, like a brilliant way.
Yeah.
If they're really good book. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
So.
Be extra.
Yeah, don't argue. No excuses.
No excuses, right?
Stab yourself in the heart and watch your creative blood flow directly into the vessel that is your book.
One, you sounded just like a writer on Twitter right there. And two, that was so extra, baby. That's sexy.
Well, that's basically what... Oh, we're going to have to go now. Dog tip for life.
So, you know how I had this dog, Shelly Belly? What was... Wait, hold on, everyone. I wish you could have seen Sean right there. He did this weird, like, sexy shoulder roll.
No, you totally... That's,
what, were you cracking
me,
your shoulder?
Trust me, she's wrong.
Your mouth was kind of half
when
open.
When you listen to the podcast, you'll understand it was my long fade-out. It was dog tip for life.
Oh, you were being extra. Oh, I wish you could see him. He doesn't look sane right now. Okay, so well, I used to have this dog named Shelly Belly, and Shelly Belly was a teacup poodle. And Shelly Belly, when she felt like you weren't paying enough attention to her, would fake a limp.
Is that where you got that?
Oh, shut up! I do not! Anyway, so Shelly Belly would fake a limp, and then when you pretend like she thought you weren't seeing her...
She'd straighten out.
She'd walk totally normal.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, she was amazing.
If I wasn't lying the first time, I would have said, I've caught you doing that before.
You were totally lying, though. Anyway, so I do not fake limps. I really hope people don't believe the crap you say, honey.
They ought to.
No, they really ought not to, because he's a big lying liar who lies. Anyways, in our dog tip for life, don't be afraid to be extra, man.
That's right. When
you get caught out. Make sure your extra is authentic, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't lie, you're extra. Holy
like,
moly.
Yeah, don't fake limp.
Don't lie about anything.
Right.
If you're going to fake limp, just don't get caught.
No, don't fake limp.
Make sure your husband's like way around the corner before you start walking. No, if you're home together, don't ever stop faking it.
All right, see, this is very frustrating because the truth of me is that I'm one of those people who underplays their injuries.
Right.
And here you are saying I'm faking injuries.
No. Just my original slight exaggeration made me realize
that you're a jerk and you use humor at my expense. Dog tip for life. When you're in a recorded situation, don't mock your significant other because it will be recorded in posterity forever and then they'll use it against you. Humor should not be at other people's expense.
And yet she still doesn't learn.
Humor should not be at other people's expense, says the dogs, even when you're being extra.
Oh, come on.
No. It's mean, honey. It's mean.
Why did I say that was mean?
You said I
faked
injuries.
You don't.
I know, but everyone thinks I do now.
No, they don't.
Believe
they don't
they
believe,
always believe
a word
the man.
I say.
They always believe the man.
They not your audience.
And hey, you want to hear something cool? We have over 90,000 downloads.
What?
Yeah, man. I haven't checked this week, but we had over 90,000.
We found that out the same time, the audience and I.
I don't know what that means. It probably means we should be selling commercials or something, but whatever.
No, what I meant was you should be sharing some of the information with me sometimes.
I had a blog interview that's going to be out on Monday, which is the day after this podcast, and I was asked, did you find it hard breaking into another media, meaning podcasting?
Versus
writing. And I was like, have I broken into that media? No, because I don't care. Like, what I love about our podcast and what I love about our extra life, which is part of our dog tip for life, bringing it back around.
Good job.
Is that we don't care. We're just going to, like, create and be authentic and see what happens, you know? Yeah. And that's what you need to do with your book, and that's what you need to do with your life. Like, I never thought, hey, let's try to make sure we get 10,000 podcast downloads. Instead, I just was like, let's try this and see what happens. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm only doing it because it's fun.
I know. Like, we've never even tried, like, thought about really, truly monetizing it, except we added an anchor-sponsored segment because that was fun to make, but...
Oh, did we get 12 seconds out of... I mean, 12 cents
out of that? I think we've made 30 cents off of that. But, like, yeah, man, but that's the point, right? Mm-hmm. In being extra, it's not about being... thinking about money. It's not about thinking about getting extra dog treats if you're my mini... my teacup poodle, Shelly Belly. It's just about being. And being when you're authentically yourself and when you're authentically creating is all about extra. Right, man?
Yeah.
Sparty's side. Did you hear him sigh?
The same thing I was.
What's that?
You're getting a little deep there.
Oh, my gosh. God forbid that we're deep.
That was great.
All right. What do you want to say? You want to say anything else?
I want to say thanks for listening. And if you don't stab yourself in the heart and watch the creative blood of your own coronary devices flow into the vessel that is your book, then you're not putting enough into it.
What was that big noise?
That was the ice maker.
Oh, all right.
Because we're in the living room.
The ice maker agrees.
And we have windows open, so.
Yeah, it's going to be a noisy podcast.
If you hear any strange noises.
And there's a lot of dogs panting because it's hot.
That's the dogs, all right.
They're being extra right now.
Oh, baby.
Oh, they're cackled.
It's all right.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast today. The music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome, and it is made available through the Creative Commons license. It's called Night Owl. It's by Broke for Free, and there's a link to that on our regular old blog. Would you like to say more about our blog?
Yeah, that's where you go if you want to see the words in their written form that go along with the podcast, correct?
Oh, man, that's right.
And that address would be Carrie Jones Books. .blog.
.blog.
Yes, .blog.
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 Sean's phone is going off. It's a fraud risk from AT&T.
From Springfield, Illinois. It's nightly occurrence for the last month or so.
They love us and they love our broadcast. Our broadcast.
Our broadcast.
Hey, my new book, In the Woods, is coming out on July 16th. It's co-written with Steve Waddell. It's scary and one of Publisher Weekly's buzz books for the summer of 2019. And if you go on the blog, you can also find an excerpt of it there, as well as art. Our Patreon of awesomeness, where you can give a dollar and get ad-free, beautiful podcasts a day early. Ooh, that's sexy.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's going to be sexy podcast here shortly. Stop talking like that.
Oof. Dude, do you have any exciting news you want to share?
No. Do I?
I don't know, baby. Do you?
No, I don't. I was thinking so. Oh, I was just thinking I want to suck your broadcast.
Thank you for listening. Please like and share and subscribe.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Thank you very much.
Boom. Chaka, laka, boom.